Clearly you like that song, girl.
I mean, I don't know about that.
Welcome back, Chulos and Chulas.
Yes, they said let's talk about sex, baby. Oh. You know, if that didn't give away the topic, but it is class and session. Because we ain't talking about that per se, but we gonna talk about sex in school because literally it's there. With, like, whether the parents want to believe it or not, rather the administration want to believe it or not, it's there. And I think it's become out of control.
I agree. Like, well, even J-Lo touched on this topic at one point. She said that kids were getting caught in the hall, in the stairwell.
Yes.
And the
And we talking cameras. About J-Lo, our guest, not...
J-Lo, our special guest.
Yes. Yeah, in the high school level, but it even trickles down to, like, as crazy as this is going to sound, it even trickles down to, like, the elementary level.
Yes.
The elementary kids, like, stories that I've heard, even with elementary kids, like, they're on the bus and they're touching each other, and...
Well, this is my first year in elementary school, so I haven't experienced that, but what I have experienced... And this is actually kind of cute. So we just had like a spirit week.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the days was dress up as your favorite Disney anything. Okay. And one of the girls at work had an extra princess outfit. And so I got to dress up as Snow White.
Aww.
It was so much fun.
Yay.
So then, oh my gosh, it was so cute. Because one of my little boys, he came up to me and he's like... I don't like that princess. And I was like, why? He goes, because it was the kiss.
Oh my gosh.
Thinking to myself, wrong princess,
that's
buddy.
Right. Literally.
But I was like, okay. He's like, kissing
no, but
is
she
bad.
Does get kissed. I remember, like,
oh, so Sleeping Beauty and Snow White both
get
kissed.
Yes,
because
Snow
correct.
White has to get kissed to be woken up.
Two, yes.
Right.
Okay, so you're right. She ate the apple.
Yeah.
And then she did a kiss. So he was right.
He was.
Okay, so I just kind of went along with it, but I was laughing so hard inside. I was like, oh, I go, kissing is bad.
Right. But it's the craziest thing, like, I was saying, in the elementary level, there has been stories of them making out and kissing, maybe the older ones, like, fourth and fifth grade.
I think it's the older ones.
And middle school, it's just as bad.
Well, we've caught many a children.
Right, correct. In the corner, in the stairwell.
They know where the cameras are.
They know where they can't be seen.
They know exactly where the
blind spots are. Correct. And it's worse than what people think. Like,
and just to be clear, the rule is no touching.
Right.
In the county.
Correct.
You're not allowed to hold hands.
Nothing.
You're not allowed to touch another student.
No.
You are not allowed to have any
no
physical
touching.
Contact.
I don't care if it's your
friends. School.
I don't care if it's your friends. Nothing. We're not supposed to do
anything. I'm always
of that.
Preaching don't touch, don't touch, don't
yeah,
touch.
Yeah, because that's where it starts.
Yeah.
Oh, let's just hold hands, or oh, let me give you a hug, or oh, let me put my arm around your shoulder, or whatever the case may be. Oh, I'll give you a kiss on the cheek.
Yeah.
No, none of that.
Well, and they're using the gender neutral single bathrooms.
Yes.
Because those aren't like bathrooms that have stalls in them. It's like a single bathroom where you can actually lock the door.
Right.
And we've caught many a children.
Yes.
Not going in there by themselves.
Sells. Correct.
And that's the first thing is, A, that's a single stall bathroom.
Right.
You go in there by yourself if you need to go.
Right.
And
but we knew that was going to become an issue when they decided to bring
whoever B is, they're not smart.
No.
They're not smart. They're Why would you do that?
Because they're not actually in the school buildings.
Yeah.
These are our administration who decide on things, and they don't realize what we're going to have to deal with.
Because they're not in the building dealing with this crap.
And what we have to try to implement, what we watch, what we have to look for, and then if you're not a newer school, then the cameras aren't great. You don't know who it is, where it was, how it happened, because you can't see anything. And it's just, I'm like...
The vaping happens everywhere. In the bathroom, inside, outside.
Correct.
I did not realize, but there was a fifth grader in an elementary school that was caught. Supposedly, they found the vape, and then they just happened to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if
that doesn't surprise me.
If that student had just found it and turned it in, everything would have been fine.
Correct.
But the camera showed that the student actually
smoked it,
and that's when he got in trouble.
Right.
So another thing that maybe parents don't know is if they have information.
Right.
They can go straight to admin and say, this is what I heard, this is what I saw, I had nothing to
do with it, right.
But this is what I know.
Correct.
And they won't get in trouble,
mm-hmm.
but a lot of kids don't do that.
No. Nope.
Then they get involved,
yep.
then they are in it,
yep.
and then they get in trouble.
Facts.
And then parents get mad because they
this
get in trouble.
Stuff is going on.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And, yeah, there's always a lack of communication with parents and kids because...
Always.
I got it too. How was your day? Fine.
Right.
Yeah. Can I get details? Like,
right.
I need three things that happened today.
Literally. But they don't. It's... they don't. It starts with what you allow your kids to see, hear, be a part of. So we all know FLE is a part of school. Sex education.
Mm-hmm.
But FLE today is different than FLE.
Oh, yeah.
FLE,
right?
When I was in school, when you were that age in school, like, it's a completely different setup, circumstances, what they're talking about, agenda.
So I actually never got FLE because I went to a private Catholic school.
Oh,
so
no,
do tell,
because
I don't know.
So,
I mean, I kind of know just by...
I think I attended, like, one because my parents were like, no, you're not gonna learn this from random people and get information that should be shared by the parent that you have.
Mm-hmm.
But one time I so happened to be a part of it because the forms were never signed or they were forgotten, whatever. And sitting in the class, they went over, like, they separated the girls, they separated the
mm-hmm,
boys,
mm-hmm.
and the boys had their session about their stuff, and the
mm-hmm.
girls had their session about their stuff, and then we all had a session
together. About what you had just talked about, or
well,
different?
More so, the session together was more so on, like, the relationship between
mm-hmm.
a boy and a girl. So
mm-hmm.
the girls learned about the body parts,
mm-hmm.
what happens, like, as a female and what you're going to go through by a certain age. The boys learned about their body parts and whatever. And then the between session was, okay, you know, boys and girls like each other, blah, blah, blah. And that's what you learned. Like, it was really basic. It wasn't too much detail. It wasn't too graphic. Nowadays, FLE going in deep, you have it together, especially when you're a kid in the older, like, high school,
mm-hmm.
a lot of their stuff is together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they start talking about, like, pregnancy.
Does your girl tell you what they talk about?
She doesn't attend.
Oh, you signed her up?
Yeah, because I, as the parent, have already given her her FLE course.
Okay.
And therefore, and when I say I have gone through everything, even to the point, at one point, my parents at one point heard my conversation, and they were like, that was extensive. And I was like, well,
but
right, especially in this generation,
yes.
like, they're
yeah.
all about sexuality.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pushed on them
mm-hmm.
through a lot of different mainstreams in various many different places. And I rather I'd rather tell you, because I've read text messages and I've seen stuff that's been in her phone. And I was like, oh, these are the type of words you want to use? Like, this is the type of conversations you and your friends want to be having? I said, okay, let me break this down for you. I break it all down. To be honest, every parent should be having these conversations.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the thing. The people, and that's why I ask, because I feel a lot of parents who sign it for them not to be a part of it aren't getting that at home. And so they're not getting anything, and they're learning it from their friends. Yes. And who knows what they're learning.
No, right. And because it wasn't talked about in my house, even though we didn't attend, we never had the conversations. A lot of stuff I learned was from everywhere else. And there are some things I wish I knew ahead of time, and maybe I would have done things differently, but it wasn't a topic of discussion. Everybody, I don't know, people get so tense and uptight talking about sex and relationships and what happens when you do this and want to be dishonest. We were talking to a friend, a mutual friend of ours, and how her mother went to her and was like, I'm going to break this down. And she was like, sex feels good. And like, this is teenager, so she didn't want to hear it. And she was like, oh my gosh. But I think it was great that her mom did this because it's not meant for something to be bad, but it's when you're supposed to do it and who you're supposed to do it with.
Right.
That's when it comes into play.
Right.
But she was telling her, it was so funny because she was telling her, like, you know, you're like a car. And you know, you go in, the guy's going to go in, and they're going to test drive the car, but then once they test drive the car, they're eventually going to go to the car salesman and be like, I like this car, but I want a brand new one. And so she was like, you can't be the test-driven car because then nobody's going to want you. So pretty much telling her, like, don't be test-driven, be the brand new car, because no one wants something that's been used.
I think it also goes back to who you hang out with in school, like who your crowd is, what you do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because even when I was teaching high school back a long time ago, I had no idea. These kids were giving each other blowjobs in the parking lot. And I was like, what?
Yes.
I was like, oh my God.
And back then, they're still doing it now.
Yeah. And
they're doing it in school.
And they're doing it in school, getting caught.
Yeah.
And then the parents are like, not my child.
Right.
And then they have to see the video and be like, is this your child? Do they own this sweatshirt, this hoodie? This is your child.
Yes. And they, like, I don't know if parents just think it could never happen to them or it would be, like, oblivious. But it's like, no, your kid can do it. And you will find out the hard way that they are a part of everything else that's going on because of what's being pushed on them. Like, a lot of stuff that's being pushed in the school system, I believe, don't belong in the school system.
Mm-hmm.
School is meant for...
Like what?
School is meant for reading, writing, math, science, and history. It's for an education for you to become a great person to enter into society. That is what school is for. I'm sorry, school is not for your sexuality. School is not meant for your relationships. School is not meant for you. I honestly, my students, they'll come and talk to me. They'll be like, oh my gosh, can I share this with you? And I have an open door policy. Any of my kids can come visit. Even if I don't have you as a student, you can come visit. I'm here for all my students. I love them dearly. They will come and tell me, well, I was dating so-and-so, and I'd just be listening and looking, and then they'd be like, so what do you think? And I'd be like, I believe y'all are not dating. I don't believe in boyfriend and girlfriend at this age because the point of dating is to find somebody you're going to marry, and you ain't getting married. So, like, for me personally, I'd be looking at them like, but y'all not dating because can't nobody pick nobody up, can't nobody take nobody out, ain't nobody got no money. You like, y'all not building a life together.
Yeah, young, dumb, and broke. Right. I get it.
So,
I totally agree with what you're saying.
I can't. I don't agree.
But on the other hand, this is where they learn how to have relationships. How to treat
a friendship
each other.
Is a relationship.
Yeah, but if they want to be boyfriend and girlfriend, that's fine. It's not like they are going anywhere.
No.
They're just...
No, but that's when stuff starts because, oh, you're my boyfriend, you're my girlfriend, it's like staking claim. And I'm sorry, at 13, there is no staking claim. You owe nobody nothing.
Yeah.
Don't let him touch you.
I agree.
But he's my boyfriend or she's my girl. No. Like, the kissing, the touching, the groping, the rubbing, the feeling, all of that. But that comes into play when you claim boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, we not doing that.
And that's as when...
adults can barely handle...
Yes, yes.
...dating. Right. And their situations. And them not getting sex. So, what do you mean? How do you expect, even to the point of 11 and 12-year-olds, because that's how young it's going down to, how do you even expect them to have a grasp and an understanding of any, and it's not just the physical sex part, but it's everything that goes along with it. The kissing, the touching, the hugging, the...
And I agree. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I also think that it's... You have to learn and you have to start somewhere. How to be treated.
Not at 10, 11, and
no,
12,
not 10,
13.
11. No, but...
But yeah. That's sixth grade. That's that age group.
Well,
and
we know
still...
for a fact in seventh and eighth grade, it happens. We see it.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
No, it goes down to sixth grade. What do you mean?
But that's when the parents should be having these conversations, too, and being like...
They so scared to have these conversations. It's crazy.
Well, and that's where I disagree, because if you want your child to... If you want your boy to treat a girl right, then you have to teach them. And the girl also in play needs to be taught and needs to know what is okay and what is not okay.
I agree. Wholeheartedly, that's why I have open conversations. I'm like, oh yeah, if you're gonna use this language and say certain things in amongst your friends, then I'm gonna say it too in front of you, and we are gonna get down to the nitty gritty. Like, this is what happens,
and that's the part in middle school when they're trying to find themselves too, identify their gender, what they like, what they don't like. All right, am I a boy? Am I a girl? Am I both? Am I whatever? And
no, you one or the other.
Well,
there's only two.
Well,
I was having this discussion with friends yesterday, and at the end of the day, if you really listen to these conversations these kids are having, it's them trying to choose if they're male or female. There's only
right.
two. Like, that's it.
Yes.
There's nothing else.
Right. I mean, that's a whole other discussion because
it is.
That's, again, that's a discussion that they should be having with
they
their
should.
Parents.
Correct.
And parents.
They need to go in for, like, you need to parent your kid. Like,
that's basically what we keep preaching. We basically keep preaching that. And parents need to be more involved. They need to get off their fucking phones. And they need to actually have conversation with their kids.
Yeah.
Go out with their kids.
Yep.
And do things with their kids to know what their kids are into.
Agreed.
Read their phones. I'm
yes.
sorry.
Oh.
They don't pay for their phones.
Facts.
Read their phones. Go into their
yes.
browser history.
That is something that came up the other day online. And one person had posed the question in a group online and was like, does anyone go through their kids' phones?
Absolutely.
Do you know how many parents said it's a violation of their privacy?
See, this is exactly what is wrong with today's kids.
Legit.
And today's parenting.
Yes. Yes.
That is exactly what is wrong.
It took everything in me not to comment, but I was like, how is it a violation of their privacy? You pay their phone bill.
Oh my God.
Technically, when we grew up at their age, we didn't have phones. And on top of that, violation of privacy, until you become an adult and pay your own bills,
you
ain't
got no
privacy.
Take the door off the
yes.
bedroom.
No, seriously.
We were having this just discussion last week at school because we're trying to get more parents into the school, more parents to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's like minimal.
Yeah.
I mean, no parent wants to go to the PTA. We have parent coffees. We have all this parent stuff going on. Nobody ever comes. And we're trying to figure out. And one of the things that was brought up is, you know, back in the day, if again, you and I have talked about this before. If my parents got a phone call from the principal and said, you know, Victoria said a bad word, I would have gotten, you know,
yeah.
grounded,
yeah.
taken this and that away.
Yeah.
And I would have been like that for whatever,
what?
Two
yeah.
weeks. Now, these kids are not afraid of their parents.
No.
Why? Because the parents give them
privacy.
They give them everything they want.
Yep.
They don't have to earn everything.
Correct.
They feel entitled
yep.
to everything.
Oh, yeah.
And what is there? You're not a parent.
No,
do
not.
Not be their friend.
No,
be
you're not.
Their parents.
You're not. I will say the one thing that, like, dating and talking to other, because for me, who I date people who have kids themselves. And the one thing we talk about is our children. And one thing that I will take away from one person I was talking to and that we wholeheartedly agreed upon was we are not friends with our children.
Correct.
Right. I was like, facts. Because there's some who are like, no, like, that's my friend. Now, do I believe that that teeters a line as they get older and become into an adult?
Right.
Yes. Because they're their own person. They're an adult. They're living
yes.
their life. They're doing what they're doing. And there is a shift almost into, like, a friendship. But it's, like, you still have to have a certain level of respect for me because at the end of the day,
correct.
I'm always going to be parent
yes.
first
yes.
before anything
correct.
Else. So I know there's a shift as they get older because they're no longer children and they're no longer kids and they're now into adulthood. But it's, like... Nah, dude, like, come on. Y'all not friends. We not, like, no, we're not doing this.
Children are always going to need their parents. Always.
Correct.
And you will, you never get, you are never going to get rid of the parent title.
No. Correct.
So, yes, I agree with you. We're always going to, you know, and I'm to the point where I'm old enough when I even tell my mother, I'm like, if I need advice, if I need
yeah.
you to parent me,
I will ask you,
correct. I will tell you, but
until
I'm old enough to
yes.
do whatever the F I want. Please don't try to parent me. I'm
right.
way too old
also,
for that.
Yeah.
So, and no, she...
And it's not like your parents are not going to be your parents. And like you said, there's. It's not like they can't parent when you're an adult because there's still things that they've experienced and have gone through and are at a certain age where they may have been through something that you're now going through. So it's not that there can't be a parenting moment, but you not parenting me now. I call them parent moments.
Right, right.
Like, you will have parent moments where it's like, I'm giving you advice as your parent.
Yeah.
Because I've seen this, been through this, experienced
right.
this. Like, you can learn something from
right.
it. Great. Give me a parent moment.
Yeah. But it's still up to you whether you
right.
take it
correct.
And do something with it.
Correct. But that's once they become an adulthood.
Yes.
But
yes.
These children who
right.
are still children,
yeah.
like, y'all gonna have to... Sex is in our schools.
Yeah.
It's there. They're doing it. You may never, you may think you're.
But we're talking fourth and
fifth
grade.
Yeah.
Y'all need to start having these conversations
yes.
in fourth and fifth grade.
Correct.
So.
We talk in fourth and fifth grade. We talk about 8, 9 years old.
By the time they're 8, you guys should be kind of
and
starting
people,
that.
But here's the crazy part. They think that's crazy. Like, us saying that out loud, they think that's crazy. Because. An 8-year-old, what should an 8-year-old need to know about any type of sex?
But I tell you what, you think they're not exposed?
They
hear it, they listen to it, they watch it.
Yep.
The stuff, you're not monitoring, if you're not looking at their phones, you're not looking at what they're
watching
on
correct.
YouTube, on TV, on whatever.
Oh my
they
gosh.
They see it.
Speaking of, and I'm sorry to cut you off, but speaking of, so... You know, my girl, she's a junior. She's 16. Like, we're borderline adulthood. Like, we're almost at that line. So there's a lot of things that I used to be like, you shouldn't watch that, blah, blah, blah. Now I've become more lenient. Like, I've already had my conversations. Like, it is
you
what
know
it is. You know where we are. You know
yeah.
what you should and shouldn't
right.
do. Like, at this point, the discussions have happened. I reiterate, like, you know. But it was just so crazy because I had went into her room and she was watching something and I'm like, but it's like a cartoon, but it's like an adult cartoon. And I was like, wait, let
well,
me
so
just.
Well, so what are
I was
you
like,
seeing?
Me,
are you seeing naked people?
Yeah, like y'all over here
naked?
Having sex on the sofa in the cartoon. Ugh. And I'm just like, so I'm watching, like, what is, I'm like, wait, what is this? Like cartoon, like. Human cartoon. I don't know how I'm supposed
yeah, yeah,
to
yeah.
like, yo, I can't even.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, let me stay here for like 5 minutes.
And that was on regular TV or on?
I mean, regular TV for us nowadays is streaming. So
yeah.
I guess
so.
It was on one of the streaming platforms.
Okay.
And I'm just like.
So another thing parents need to do is
yeah.
have parent control when they're
yeah.
8, 9, 10 in elementary
because
school.
Because it's accessible.
Yes.
Like, it's accessible on one of your streaming platforms. I guarantee you have them.
Yeah.
Logged in on the TV.
Right.
And I'm just, I mean, I'm looking at her like, so you really think this is, like, the most appropriate thing to watch? And she made a comment about something else that I let her watch. And we were watching it together. And I said, okay, I understand what you're saying and I get your point. However, the extent of what you're watching and the amount that's in it, I mean, like, I stood there for 5 minutes. And I mean, like, the whole 5 minutes was pretty much like sex. I was like, what we watched was like a clip and it moved on. Like, there was an actual storyline. What is the storyline here? Like, I really want to know. Like, what is the story?
And I want to know who's watching that. Like, who's watching? Is it teenagers? Is it adults?
I don't know, but it was, like, adult. Like, adults.
But anybody can watch it because it's on whatever streaming channel.
But that's just, like, the other thing. Like, how one student, it was a story. One student told another teacher about Game of Thrones. Mm-hmm. And they're
Game
like.
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, yeah. My bad. And I was like, so I was, in my mind, I was thinking GOT. I got it. But I was like, how would they even know? No, parents thought children were asleep. Children are sitting on the stairs. Child was sitting on the stairs because didn't want to go to bed. But mom and dad are having like their own private time. And the child's watching the show with them.
That's like the worst thing to watch as a kid.
So the child's just sitting there on the stairs.
This is a verified story.
Yes. Child is sitting on the stairs. Because they told them what happened in the show, in the scene.
I couldn't even watch the whole. I would have to close my eyes sometimes.
No, like, literally told them what happened. I was
that's what's wrong.
And not to put it on the parents, because you thought you put your kids asleep.
Okay.
And you're thinking your children are asleep, y'all having a moment.
But the parents are telling the kid what happened?
No, the kid told.
Oh!
That's how they knew. Like, that's how they knew, like, the child saw what they were watching. Oh, because the child pretty much talked about the scene that they saw.
Yeah, no.
That's how they knew.
Well.
It was the show that it was. And I was like, yo, that's crazy. But, I mean, but that just means parents, you have to be careful, though. Because you just, especially when they're young, and you know they don't want to go to bed, like, you just never know. And at this incident, there goes that child, and that's what they are.
So with that said, the name Khaleesi is now being found in the schools, because I heard that name, and I was like, Khaleesi, where have I heard that name before?
Where have you heard that name before?
And I was like, oh, well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some students that, or children, that are named that after GOT.
Look, there we go. It's just, yeah, I know we keep saying it.
I know, we keep preaching, but you know what? We're going to keep bringing it to you.
I know.
We're going to keep bringing what we see, what we hear.
Maybe if you guys
hear it enough, talk to your kids.
Maybe it'll calm down. It's not, and I don't put it 100% on the parents, because my child has tried it, and I had an anchor one good time, and I was like, dude, I'm not the one to mess with, so you might want to calm that down. Even at 16, like, I don't care. I'm trying to prevent some things happening in your life. Like, I am also trying to get you to a certain place in life. All that stuff will come later. You can have all the fun you want in your 20s. After you've figured out your life, go have all the fun you want.
Right.
And that doesn't mean go have fun and have sex. That means just go have fun.
Yes.
But my point is the conversations need to happen. But at the same time, like, society and our administrations and stuff like that need to stop pushing stuff onto our kids, because the innocence in them is getting destroyed. Mm-hmm. And it's getting, and the age is just becoming younger and younger and younger and younger. Mm-hmm. I get it, high school, maybe, like, that's a whole nother level. They're about 4 or 5 years into adulthood. From adulthood, that's when you start thinking and things are coming up and things are happening. Whatever, high school's a different setup. But this middle school and elementary level, y'all need to chill.
Yeah.
Y'all need to chill out so much. You need to rethink what you're trying to implement. And it's not to say kids can't express themselves. They can't. But expression for me is not sex. Expression for me is not saying, oh, who you want to like and who you want to not. Because for me, at the end of the day, dating is to get married. That's the whole point. You date people you talk to them, you find out about them because you want to eventually marry somebody and be with them and find your person. And that doesn't say, that doesn't mean at the age they are, you can't have friends. That doesn't mean you can't build relationships with people. You just need, there needs to be boundaries. There needs to be a learned way to go about it. And your teachers are not the one to teach you. Mm-hmm. Like, we are not it.
No, but more and more parents are expecting teachers to parent their children, and that's where.
But then you get mad when we do parent.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So
it's not on the teachers. The teachers are not parents. They're there, like you said, math, English, reading, writing.
Yeah.
You know what? The rest is on the parents.
Because how you know who you like and who you want to suck face with, and you can't even tell me what like 2 + 2 is. I don't understand. I don't understand that. You can't tell me your current president whether you care about him or not, but. It's just simple things like that. The fact that you can't write legibly, like
it or just a complete sentence,
right? You don't
or know how to make change.
Oh my gosh! Count money, anything.
Yeah,
right. The fact that you can't do the basic, simple things of life, but you can sit here and tell me, I wouldn't dress like a boy today, or I like so and so, or I whatever the case it may be. No, I need you to go fix your grades first. How about we do that? Let's focus on that first. Let's go get an education and figure out where we want to be. Mm-hmm. Because half these people you talking to now, you ain't going to talk to them in about 6 years. Mm-hmm. You, when you go off to college, if you choose, or you start working and get a trade or whatever you decide to do after you become an adult, I guarantee you these people that you're talking to, you won't even see them again. Mm-hmm. There's only but a handful of people from my middle school and high school days that I actually communicate
with. Yeah, yeah.
Like, very few.
I'm still friends with some of my middle school peeps. We don't see each other because we're all over the country, but we'll still send each other Christmas cards.
No, you do stuff like that, but very few. It's yes. not the same oh, no. amount.
Like three.
It's not the same amount of people that you claim to be friends with.
Yeah.
When you are actually there.
Right.
It's
but kids don't know that. They don't know that. That's a learning.
It is. But
even in college, I mean, you know.
I'm going to still need to focus to be, like, go focus on something else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
Because that ain't it.
Right?
Not at all.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
All right, chulos and chulos, talk to your
class kids. Class in session, parenting, 203.
This is sex in school. We not about this life.
I know. All right. So, all right, chulos and chulas.
We out.
We out. Happy Valentine's Day to all the people who celebrate.
Right.
Not everybody celebrates.
No, because if you want to celebrate me on one day, I need to be celebrated
every
on all.
Day.
So,
every nope. day. Okay. Peace out, chulos, chulas.
Class out. Adios.
Adios.